Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 23rd, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. As it was announced in last Friday's Our United update, the JNC and management discussed if there were alternative ways to conduct our joint contract negotiations. Negotiations were paused to allow time for the respective MECs to meet and deliberate on this decision. This past Tuesday, the United MEC met in special session in Los Angeles to discuss and reach a decision on what our next steps should be. During this meeting, the United MEC unanimously adopted the following resolution. In response to United's proposal from our last negotiating session, the United Master Executive Council directs the United MEC President to coordinate our efforts with the Continental and Continental Micronesia Master Executive Councils and to enter into discussions with United Management on a new approach to our negotiations for a joint contract for the flight attendants at the new United Airlines. Therefore, be it resolved, the United Master Executive Council shall move forward with an interest-based bargaining approach, enlisting the assistance of independent qualified professionals to facilitate the process, utilizing alternatives to reach an agreement on a joint contract, suspending the requirement for the exchange of full-text written proposals, and for our negotiations communications to be crafted to support the new process going forward. Be it finally resolved, we are entering into this process upon careful deliberation and commit to advancing our members' interests. Unanimously adopted, May 20th, 2014. Today's Our United update provides some additional details of the proposed changes to our negotiation process. Be sure to subscribe to the Our United update as the source for our joint contract news. Our new reserve preference system is scheduled to go live on June 5th for the June 6th reserve assignments. On Wednesday, we published a document that explains how the call-in reserve preference system logic is applied to the assignment of IDs. This document is only for the call-in reserve preference system. We encourage you to review this and all other training-related material available as we move forward on implementation of this new contractual benefit. Earlier this week, United Management announced a radical change to the alcohol policy for flight attendants only. Amid outrage from flight attendants and objection from United AFA, United revised the policy yesterday. While the revision is a more reasonable step in the right direction, there remain a number of outstanding issues and concerns that need to be addressed. The revised policy, as it stands now, is in conflict with requirements or policies from other sources and must be reconciled in a responsible way that respects flight attendants as the responsible safety professionals that we are. We will continue to address these issues with management, with our focus being a satisfactory resolution to these issues. Council 21 will be holding a flight pack drive in the Rotunda at Dulles Airport this Tuesday, May 27th, from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. We encourage you to stop by and speak with an AFA representative about this important voluntary program that supports United flight attendant legislative interests. All members are encouraged to participate. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, concluded this week's negotiation session with management in Chicago. The JNC provided an update through the Our United newsletter earlier today, and the next negotiation session will take place in Denver the week of June 23rd. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.